Okay, guys, I learned a lot from 75 Hard, but my body's friggin' sore. Hey everyone, here's your host, Philippe Hajduk from Dad Bod to Rad Bod, and this is a review of everything I learned from 75 Hard, from starting it last year to finishing phase 3, so my 75 Hard year. These are some big things I learned, and then I'm going to do some rapid fire things at the end. And the reason why I said I was sore is because one of the things I'll talk about is about just staying consistent. And since I stopped 75 Hard on Sunday, that was my last day, I have continued to work out pretty hard. Like, I've already done 3 runs and 3 weightlifting exercises this weekend. It's Friday, so basically all I gotta do is just lift weights one more time, and those are my big ticket items. However, today, this morning, after I dropped off my kids, I did my long run. So once a week, I increase my kilometers my long run by 1 kilometer. So this week, I'm at 13 kilometers. And I took the kids to school, shoveled my driveway, and then just took off and ran. And yeah, it was great. But yeah, I'm really, really, really sore. And, it was actually one of my runs where I didn't feel tired or I didn't feel like stopping. So it's basically all the things that you would encounter during a normal run that you might mentally be like, oh, I want to stop, or like, you know, my body's starting to hurt, or it's cold or whatever. And yeah, it was minus 11, felt like minus 20. That didn't happen. So this is my smoothest long run. I'm hoping to get them even longer as I signed up for a bunch of races. But that's actually something, I guess, as a tip in general to you guys, is I think if you want to continue the benefits of training, I don't think doing 75 hard as a lifestyle is realistic. Like, you're never going to drink again. Yeah, sure, some people have done that. You're never going to have like a snack ever again. You're never going to have anything bad to eat. It's not realistic, right? Even I think the pros, even if you became like a bodybuilder, I think even they have cheat meals once in a while. So like, obviously they're not like deep fried chicken, but like, I don't know. I'm not an expert in this stuff, but you guys get the picture, right? Like, it's unrealistic. So I am moving on with my life. I have had a couple drinks since then. I even had some chocolate almonds one day. But overall, I've been keeping clean with the eating in general, and I've kept up my training. Now, here are the things that I learned. Number one, the 2 big ticket items that we're going to talk about of everything I learned from 75 Hard, and then I'll do some rapid fire stuff. But number one is I don't have to be a fat guy anymore. And for you guys, that means whatever whatever is important to you. Like, if you're an overweight person and you've been like that, so I've been overweight for the last like 7-8 years since I got into my business. And, I've been eating out, I've been on the road, have a few drinks with friends, all that stuff accumulates that if I don't change my lifestyle, I'm going to be an overweight person for the rest of my life that will just not be as happy as I could be. So if I put together a better lifestyle, a better diet, a better way of consistently exercising, I will be in general a much better shaped person, and I will be a much happier person. I've documented with you guys lots of times. I mean, by documented, I mean I told on this podcast that, I'm happier in general. I don't get angry with my children a lot. I tend not to complain anymore. I mean, I don't think I was ever much of a complainer, but, there are, for example, a couple weeks ago, I had my car in the mechanic. And my wife and I are talking, okay, how can we get the car? We got 2 little kids. It's kind of a hassle, right? Put them both in the car, drive over, drop me off, and take it back home. And I'm like, forget it. I'll just run over. And like, you can say that that's a very simple decision. It's a very healthy way of going to complete a physical goal of going and getting the car. But that's the mentality and the way I started thinking. After a while, after doing 75 hard, I've always liked challenges, and 75 hard, once you've gone through like a gauntlet, like 75 hard, I think you learn to appreciate some simple challenges, which overall is just going to increase your lifestyle, or enhance your lifestyle, I should say, or increase it in a better way, right? If you're trying to, you know, instead of going for driving somewhere, you're trying to go for walks, you're trying to bike over, you want to run over, all these things are healthy, right? We talk, you guys know all about this. It's just a different way of thinking. Once you're forced that you have to go, you know, you have to go for a walk to the grocery store because you won't have any more time to get that last workout in, or you have to, you know, bike over, or you have to do some things with your kids. You have to get a workout in with your kids. You learn that it's not that bad, actually. It's not as hard as you think. Yes, there are some rough days where you have a million things to do and you still got to get your workout in and read your book and blah, 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 blah. But it's not that bad. And, you know, overall, I realized that I can be in much better shape. I can be way happier, and so can you. And you know, sometimes we just need something to get us going. But when you put it all together, when you put working out, you cut out alcohol, you cut out you know, unnecessary food, you stick to a diet, you stick to a program, you know, you're enhancing your knowledge, you're just going to become a better version of yourself. And everything just becomes better, in my opinion. You know, you just level up. So if you're going to go through 75 hard, one of the things I think you'll learn is that you can finally morph into a better version of yourself. Now, the second one is kind of similar. The second big one is kind of similar, but it is different in that when I was doing 75 hard, I had come to a point, it didn't even take that long, maybe like 2 or 3 weeks, that I realized I could actually accomplish a lot more. I was starting to seek challenges in terms of, you know, for me, it was running and the weightlifting. Sometimes I'd start with lifting heavier weights. Sometimes I want to run in the elements. Like I actively seeked these more challenging conditions after a while, right? So you're looking for challenges. But the point I'm trying to make here, guys, is that once I had done 75 hard for 5 weeks, and then I did the David Goggins event where I had to run 78 kilometers over a weekend, in 48 hours, every 4 hours. Now that was just like my Mount Everest, right? That was my moment where I really didn't even have to do that. It wasn't like necessary to complete 75 hard, but the challenge started to appeal to me for no reason whatsoever. I don't even know why I did it. Like I didn't need to do it, but I just did it. And I swear to goodness, the morning where I woke up the next day after doing the David Goggins event, my body was extremely sore, my legs barely together, and I had to do two walks instead of doing anything, any other workouts, and the sun was out, probably was like minus 10 outside, but I just didn't care. I felt like at this point, I could accomplish anything I really want to if I continue to train like this, if I continue to go down this road, right? So for example, if I'm an overweight father, you know, there are tons of stories out there with people that have even worse conditions, that are bigger, fatter, more, you know, have more weight to them, have all kinds of defects, whatever. And then they go and they train and then they do like a triathlon or some kind of crazy physical monument, climbing a mountain, whatever it is, just something ridiculous, you know, ride their bike around the world. I don't know. But it does put in perspective that after completing 75 hard, I realized that I could actually achieve one of these goals if I really want to. So, especially after I've completed, you know, all the phases, now I've signed up for races, so I continue my training. And then maybe, who knows, maybe once I've completed those races and, you know, I feel a huge sense of accomplishment again, maybe I will do a triathlon. Maybe I'll test myself to the limits. And that's just the correct way of living, in my opinion, right? See, doing 75 hard and getting yourself in shape for 75 days or 3 months or 6 months, it's short term in the grand scheme of things. Think of how old you are. You know, I'm 36, turning 37 soon. What's 3 months in your life? It's like a drop in the bucket, right? In the grand scheme of things, of all the months in your life. But to be a better version of yourself, it really takes a lifetime, right? If you look at some studies for, let's say, centenarians, people that live to 100 and they're healthy, they always go for walks. They continue to do physical exercise. I remember when I visited Beijing in China, like it was like 14 years ago, and I saw people right beside major monuments, elderly people playing hacky sack. They had, you know, outdoor kind of like weird gyms, you know, because it's Asia, like things are different. But I understood later in life that there's just a different sense of physical importance in some cultures, and that leads to people living longer, healthier, and happier. Also, you know, being more social because you're around other people that are like-minded, and that just increases your overall happiness and longevity. So being a physical person, being someone that exercises, that chooses to eat the correct food options most of the time, you know, decides that he's going to take the stairs instead of the elevator or run to get the car instead of just driving. These are decisions you have to uphold for the rest of your life to have the benefits, right? Because I could train really hard for a year, I mean, hypothetically, and then I could stop and then go back and just gain a bunch of weight and just become a miserable person, right? At the end of the day, when we are at our worst, you know, there's higher levels of depression. There are, you know, you have self-confidence issues, obviously physical impairments. You know, people always get injured all the time, the more weight they bring on. All kinds of issues that just, A, lead to other problems, B, lead to unhappiness, and C, all lead to a shorter lifespan. So if you want to achieve something amazing, you can do it. You just have to find the right way to start. And sometimes 75 Hard is a great program for somebody because it forces you to do the best possible things to your body and mind, right? Physically working out, cut out the bullshit, read a bunch of books, get your ass in the grinder, eat good stuff. And then you realize that, you know what? Wow, this does, when you put it all together, you know, a lot of us do a lot of talking. Some of us hit the gym and some of us don't eat well. But when you put it all together, you start realizing that you can be a different version of yourself. You can be way better shape. And you could basically accomplish whatever you want, to be honest. You could do anything you want if you put your mind to it. Anything. I could run a triathlon. Maybe one day I'll climb Mount Everest. And hopefully you do something, you know, as awesome as that or better. So those are the two main things I learned from 75 Hard. You know, I've fluctuated with my weight even, you know, on and off the program in the last year. But I've learned some things that make me realize that it has to be an everlasting thing. You have to constantly exercise. You will feel better. You will gain more energy. You will become a happier person. There's just no end ifs or buts about it. And 75 Hard was just good for me because I'm just someone that follows the rules. Like I guess I... You know, if you tell me exactly what to do, I'm just someone that I can do it, I guess. And maybe I should have been in the military. I don't know. I take orders really well. Now, here's a portion. I'm just going to rapid fire a few things to you guys. And then some of these apply to you, some of these don't. But these are just things that I learned. It only takes 3 weeks without drinking alcohol to feel like you don't no longer need it. So I've already done it 4 times basically this last year. Once I hit the 3 week mark, the third weekend where I didn't drink, I felt like I don't need it ever again. So there is technically a life choice that people could make at that point. But if you're looking to how long it's going to take you to no longer feel like a drink, it's going to take 3 weeks. Two, cold showers are actually totally fine. I was doing cold showers in January of this year, 2022. And, you know, sometimes I do it before bed. Sometimes I did it after a workout. The worst time I had doing a cold shower is when I was really warm, like I did all my workouts, but I was in my pajamas already, like, you know, just ready for bed, but then I had to jump in a cold shower. So those ones were more squeamish, if you will. Doing a cold shower before bed actually lowers your body temperature. I've mentioned this before, and I was able to fall asleep quite quickly. So it really did improve my ability to fall asleep. If you can get your cold shower done right away, then do it. It kind of is like a rapid point here is, you know, the more ready you are, right, if you wake up and you do a bunch of stuff, like you read a book, you know, you exercise, take a picture of your self progress report, it's going to be a much easier day for you in general. So it's the same thing in life. If you get up and you have everything organized, then it's going to be much easier for you. Okay. Second thing is that if you struggle with certain types of exercise, like even if you're tired, whatever, put your clothes on right away. This morning I had my running clothes on basically from an hour after I woke up. Once the kids got up, I woke up 6:30, kids started getting up 7:30, and I had my running clothes on, even though I didn't actually run till 9:30. So I had, my sweaters on, everything on, except for, you know, my water bottle or whatever, just stuff that you could add at the end. But I was ready to go when the first opportunity presented itself. I've done this many times. Now, today I did feel like running. I was up for it. But other days, you're not going to feel great some days. You're just not going to have it every single day, every single moment. But just get your crap on. Get your clothes on, and you will just start doing the workout. Okay? And those crappy days are sometimes really good for you because they continue your streak, right? Another thing I learned is that decide what kind of person you want to become. I've had the whole episode on this podcast about that. If you want to become a runner like me, you got to go out there and run, and you got to tell yourself, I'm a runner. I'm going to be a great runner. You know, but you got to put in the hours, but you got to identify yourself as that person. If you want to be a bodybuilder, if you want to be, a professional skier or whatever it is, you got to identify yourself and say that you are that person, and then you got to put in the hours and the work. Other things. Sometimes people tell you you're crazy when you tell them you're going at 75 hard. It's just super funny. I'm not going to lie. You know, like, whatever. Doing a fun program. What are you up to? Alternatively, when you see people after you haven't seen them for a while, after you've gotten in shape because of 75 hard or whatever fitness program you're doing, it's fantastic. They tell you a whole bunch of compliments. You're like, God damn it. You were a fatso. And I used to make fun of that's not what they say. They don't say that. They just say, like, damn, what the hell happened to you, boy? You look so good. Your face is better. Your body's leaner. You keep losing weight. You're more muscular. Man, it feels great. It feels great to listen to that kind of stuff. I don't really want to touch on books that much. But of course, like, come on. Like, I could just tell you guys easy points. Like, yeah, reading books is good for you. It helps you get smarter and give you better perspective. It really does. I've read a lot of books. You know, obviously, everyone chooses different books. They can choose whatever books they want. And I've learned a lot and about being organized, physiologically, how my body works, how to increase my sales, and just ideas that I can use and always turn back to if I need to. So books are obviously great. Stay consistent. I've told you guys, I'm still running. I'm still working out. I will now, I'm open to eat whatever I want. I'm open to drink whatever I want. But I have to realize that, just like I told you earlier, you got to stay consistent, right? So every week, write stuff down. You know, maybe you keep a journal, progress, keep your progress, stay consistent, and you will eventually reach your goals. Also, simple challenges are great, to be honest. Like me running to the mechanic, I had a great time doing that. You know, yeah, sure, I was a little tired, and then I went home, and it was like one of those crazy days where I did like 45 things by like 5 p.m., including my two workouts. But it was a lot of fun, kept it simple. And honestly, I think my kids sometimes look at me and be like, hey, like, daddy's just going out and running. Like, that sounds like a fun thing to do. Let's go and run. Because when I took my son to the only trail race I did last year, he had a blast. Did he really know what was going on? I don't think so. He was just four at the time. But he had a blast. And I think, you know, obviously your habits are going to rub off on your kids, and they're going to rub off on your family. You know, and I guess another thing that I'll notice is that, you know, yeah, I think you should post your progress on social media. Like, people will cheer you on, and you may motivate some people. But certainly your family and friends will be like, wow, he's really working hard. And I think it's a great thing in general, right? Instead of posting about some video game that you beat or whatever, go ahead and post about your workout. And you know what? The last thing I'm going to say is enjoy the progress. celebrate making it. Celebrate working hard. When you do a workout, give yourself a fist pump. If you're on day 30 out of 75 hard, be like, damn, feels good to get to day 30. Enjoy these little moments, guys, because it really, really, really is a cool experience to do 75 hard, to go through life-changing progress, and to level up. And then just don't forget, life is not over once you reach that goal. Always have another goal after that. That's why people do like 3-month goals, 6-month goals, 1-year goal, 5-year goals. At the end of the day, it's up to you where you want to be. But if you do this program, you will learn a lot from it. And I believe you should level up once, maybe even twice. So there's my 2 cents. Have a wonderful week, guys.